Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2195, How to Wait Less by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Justin with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
How to Wait Less by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Quote, how much of human life is lost in waiting? Ralph Waldo Emerson. So much of our lives are spent waiting. We wait in lines. We wait for the perfect person. We can't wait for our dreams to come true. We look forward to the day when we have a better body and a better life. We look for ways to make our goals become reality someday soon. We wait. That good life is coming and we'll be there soon. What if we stopped waiting, stopped trying to make dreams and goals come true, stopped wishing and anticipating? What if that good life is already here and the only way to live it is to stop looking forward and notice what we already have? If you're waiting for good things to happen or are actively trying to make something good come true, take a pause. Look at where you are right now in life and physically in this moment. Where are you? Is it already great? If so, why are you looking towards the future when you're already there? And if we don't think where we are is already great, perhaps we're not paying close enough attention. Waiting in lines and traffic. Recently, I had to drive a moving truck for 6 hours and caught myself thinking, I can't wait until I'm there. Of course, when I noticed that thought, I reminded myself, you're already there. Where I was, alone in a truck on a highway in the middle of beautiful country, was already great. Perhaps my legs were tired, but that was an opportunity to feel my legs when so many of us forget they're there as we sit all day. It was a chance to remember that I'm alive, which we take for granted. We daily participate in the miracle of life, and to us, it's not only routine and dull, we often think it sucks. My legs were tired, so I pulled over at a rest stop, stretched my legs, laid in the grass, stared up at the sky. My tired legs gave me this possibility, and so tired legs don't suck. They are great. The next time you find yourself waiting in traffic or in a line and you're thinking, can't wait until I get there, remember that you are already in a place that's great. Perhaps that's in a car alone, but what's wrong with being alone? Can't you listen to music, sing a tune you love, dance? Can't you look outside at the sky and realize what greatness surrounds you? Can't you talk to yourself and find out what great company you are? If you're in a line, aren't you surrounded by fascinating human beings? What a great time to watch and listen and learn. The tragedy of goals. We set goals, these little dreams of what the future will be like, and focus on them. Every day we work on these goals, take a step closer to getting to that great future. When the goal is completed, yay, now what? Next goal, and then the next. This kind of forward-looking thinking doesn't end when you get to the goal and never ends until you no longer have any life left, no future to look to. But actually, it can end right now. Stop looking to that goal and look at where you are. The goal might sound great. Run a marathon, complete a project, get out of debt, get nice abs, make $1 million. But it's a fantasy, and when or if that fantasy comes true, it won't be what you imagined. It will feel like regular life, not some amazing new life that is different than the life you had. Life won't be better and never will be, until you stop wishing for this better life and realize that life is already incredible. This life right now is already perfect. Enjoy it and forget about those goals. getting to them won't be any better than the amazing life that's right here at this moment. I get asked, what do I do if I don't have anything I want? Well, stop wishing for those things. They aren't better than what you already have, which is a ridiculously unlikely event called life. Waiting for my baby. So many people are waiting for their dream lover, that perfect person who is going to love them, make their life perfect. That person may or may not show up, but the tragedy is not that you don't have Mr. or Mrs. Dreamy, it's that you're waiting for happiness. You don't need another person to love you, to complete you, to make you happy. That person is already there with you right now. Spoiler alert, it's you. You are the best company, the person who will always be around, the unconditional love you're looking for. You just need to stop waiting for Dreamy McDreamerson and look at yourself. Really notice yourself, accept yourself, love yourself as you are without wishing you were different. This might take a few tries, but try it right now. You might find that you're the dreamy love of your life you've been waiting for. Three things to do today. How do you stop waiting for good things to come? Three things you can do right now today. Number one, slow down. Rushing means you miss what's right here. Number two, pay attention. Look at what's around you right now. Look at yourself and how great you are. If it doesn't seem great, look closer. And number three, applaud. You just listened to the post titled How to Wait Less by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Thank you to Leo again. This one ties in pretty well with the post I narrated 2 days ago in episode 1614 about breaking free from goals. His point is that if we always have that mindset of, oh, I will have arrived once I get X, then we'll never really be happy. I definitely used to think this way myself, like, oh, once this podcast reaches 1,000 total listens, I will have made it. I remember that being my very first goal when I first started about 5 years ago, 1,000 total listens. I thought that that would be how I knew I made it. Yeah, 1,000 is a lot in some sense, but really tiny in terms of turning this into something that I can make a living from. So I did hit 1,000 listens, and then I was like, oh, I'll need 10,000 to actually have this be like a proper occupation. Well, that happened too, well before I could make any reasonable amount of money from doing this. I didn't start making enough until about a year of daily episodes. I was well past 1 million total listens by then, probably around 2 or 3 before that actually happened. And even when it did, the goals still changed. My point is, whatever the goal is, I'm sure you'll want to revise it. So try not to think, oh, once I have blank, I will have made it. Or I will be happy once X happens. There is no endpoint, or happiness is never achieved in permanence. It's not a goal. Even with amazing health, wealth, and relationships, it's still a journey of development, improvement, and there will be ups and downs no matter what. I think that's what he was trying to say in this article. So that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.